just two ha'aris as it relates to what we just said. And that is, number one, the first Gemara said, the Brais on top, that when the Yidden and the Hasidim and the Anshei Maisa were miraculous, they would sing Shiras v'Sushbachas. So what did they say? So there were two groups of people. Yeshmen Oimrim, there were ones that said, Ashrei Yalduseinu, Shaloi Baisha Ziknuseinu. Yeshmen Oimrim, there was another group that would say, Ashrei Ziknuseinu, Shekipros Yalduseinu. And the Gemara says there were two different people, two groups of people. The ones that said, Ashrei Yalduseinu, Shaloi Baisha Ziknuseinu, these were the Hasidim Anshei Maisa, these were people that were tzaddikim meikara, Rashi says. The ones that said, Ashrei Ziknuseinu, Shekipros Yalduseinu, these with the Balei Tshuva. And then the Braisa says, Elu ve'elu oimrim, everybody said, Ashrei misha loichata, u'misha chata yashu v'yimcholai. So you want to know what the shiras v'sishbachis of the Hasidim and Anshei Maisa were during the Simchas Beis HaSheva? What did the drosha sound like? Like, what was the message? What were they singing? What was the niggin? Not the tune, but the words of the song. It was Misha loichata, Ashrei Misha loichata, u'misha chata yashu v'yimcholai. I think this Gemara is exhibit A for an idea that's expressed in the Chassidus Sfarim, and that is that just like Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Yom Kippur are Yimei Tshuva, Sukkot is also a Zman of Tshuva. The difference is Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Yom Kippur is a Zman of Tshuva Meira, whereas Sukkot is a Zman of Tshuva Me'ahava. And you see it clearly. This was the Simchas Beis HaSheva. These were the Shiras V'Sishbachas. This is the song that kept on being played again and again and again. Ashrei Misha Loichata, U'misha Chata Yashuva Yimcha. Why are we talking about Tshuva? Everybody just did Tshuva. It was Yom Kippur a week ago. Why are we talking now about Tshuva? The Teretz says that was his man of Tshuva, but this is also his man of Tshuva. That was his man of Tshuva Meyira, and this is his man of Tshuva Meyahava. I saw the Rishiva Rabbi Yerucham Olshin in Zirech LeMayadim, in his Mamorim, in his Shmuzin. So a few times he brings from the Rosh Hashiva Reb Shneir Zatzal, Reb Shneir Kotler, who used to say it was Margul Bepume, that just like this Aseres Yimei Tshuva in the beginning of Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, three Yom Kippurs, Aseres Yimei Tshuva. He said, after Yom Kippur, there's also Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And it culminates with a Shana Rabbah, which the Rama already says is Ke'en Yom Kippur, has some sort of connection to Yom Kippur. So he says, why do you need two Zmanim of Aseres Yimei Tshuva? So he says, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the Zman of Tshuva Meyira, Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim. It's the Zman of Tshuva Meyira. But then afterwards, there's another 10 days, and that's the Zman of Tshuva Meyahava. But again, it's a Gemara. Ashrei Misha Loichata, U'mishan Chata Yosh. I saw the Aruch Laner on the Gemara, where the Gemara says that there were four Pirchei Kohuna. Each one was carrying Kadei Shemen that measured 30 lug. Together it was 120, and they would stand, and it was very difficult, but they had 120 looks. He said, what was the significance of 120 looks? He brings the Tais Yontif that says the Pshat, but he says that venerally, that the Pshat in the 120 look is because 120 years is the life of a person, and they wanted to light 120 Lugay Shemen, and during this Zman of Tshuva, because this is the Zman of Ashrei Misha Loichata, Misha Chata Yashuv Yimchala, he quotes this Gemara, they should see the 120 Lugay Shemen slowly start to go get lower and lower and see the fire extinguish slowly. This is a remes to a person's life, that they should see that nobody lives forever and a person has to chaperein. And that was the message of Asher Mishalai Chata Mishalai Yashav Yimchalai, and it was symbolized with 120 because that's the lifetime of a person, and the idea is to show a person that no one lives forever, and therefore this is a zman for tshuva. This is the first hour.